Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Get expert advice from your friendly healthcare team at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Now, moving on, we saw more protests on the streets of Belfast last night. One thing that's becoming apparent in all this, and here in the Republic as well, is that international far-right figures see an opportunity in Ireland right now, and they are trying to involve themselves here and whip things up here. Conor Gallagher, Irish Times crime and security correspondent, good morning.
Morning, Brendan.
So, Conor, you've been investigating for a while now how various fascists and racists from around the world have been kind of inserting themselves into the Irish scene. Would you tell me first about the Active Club network around the world and an Irish branch started last year? This sounds like something from the film Fight Club.
Yeah, a little bit. So the Active Club network was founded by an American, basically a neo-Nazi called Rob Rundo. And Rundo was involved in the Charlottesville, the notorious kind of Charlottesville march during Donald Trump's presidency, a gathering of white supremacists. And he obviously attracted the attention of the FBI and other agencies. And his crowd was called the Rise Above movement. And it was basically like a white supremacist street fighting movement. And it's been described as a white supremacist fight club. And they would go around provoking kind of minority communities, Jewish communities, black communities, Latino communities. But they were basically dismantled after Charlottesville. And Rundo was of the view that he had to set up a successor network, a decentralized network, which was composed of cells all around America and all around Europe. And this was called the Active Club Network. And the emphasis of these Active Club Networks is physical training and preparing for a physical confrontation, whether that's with the state or minority groups. So their whole thing is, you know, far-right kind of extremists. A lot of them are disaffected young men who are stuck behind the computer, kind of keyboard warriors, for want of a better description. Their whole focus is getting them from out in front of a computer and out training, big focus on mixed martial arts and that sort of thing. And so last year, Ireland got its first kind of active club, and it had an Irish slant. Obviously, it's called Cultus na Gael. It's a small enough group. They've been training in the Dublin mountains. They're very, very secretive, and they go to great pains to conceal their identities, put a big focus on mixed martial arts. Still, you know, in their kind of public commentary, they talk a lot about the need to fight and the need to confront people who oppose you and the need to get physically ready. So
what are they training for, Conor? What's the upcoming fight like?
The Active Club Network, broadly in Europe, have been involved in kind of intimidating, say, anti-fascist protesters, also immigrants, asylum seekers, people from minority communities. So that's been the focus of the Active Club Network here. The crowd in Ireland aren't that explicit about it, but they do tie themselves to the IRA, say, of the War of Independence and the IRA of the Troubles. So there's that physical force focus, which is kind of a new thing in the Irish far-right scene.
Okay. Now, tell me about a few of the guys who are also turning their attentions to Ireland. So this US white supremacist who says Ireland is, quote, hot right now, this guy Handsome Truth.
That's right. Handsome Truth, his real name is Nick Minadeo, is fairly notorious American extremist. And he is part of a group called the Goyim Defense League. And their main enemy, as they see it, is Jewish people. And their whole thing is, and this is the case of many kind of American extremists, they see Ireland as previously as a Christian, pure Celtic, and most of all, in their view, white country that has been quote unquote invaded by foreigners, and they see it as kind of the front line in this battle against immigration, and that's why it's become such a poster boy for these people. And so, this guy Minadeo has been
John Minadeo
talking to John Miladeo has been talking to lots of fellow extremists in Ireland, offering advice. People from his network have been creating posters and other propaganda material to appeal both to Irish people and to Irish Americans, basically telling Irish Americans your homeland has been overrun, that sort of thing. And their main focus is trying to convince people that it's the Jews are behind all of this, which is obviously a conspiracy theory that goes back a long way. And in the Irish context, it's often phrased as a plantation, you know, that the globalists, and by globalists they mean Jewish people, are organizing a plantation of foreigners to replace Irish people. And that's the kind of message they're trying to get across in these online meetings with Irish extremists.
Okay. And then Irish far-right activists have also been meeting online with a former senior Ku Klux Klan member as well. Who's Frank Silva, or Frank De Silva?
Yeah, Frank Silva is a very interesting person. He was a prominent member of the kind of white supremacist movement in the US in the 1980s. And he was a leader of the chapter of the Ku Klux Klan in LA in California for a period. But probably more significantly was his role in a crowd called the Order. And the Order are notorious, or were notorious, white supremacist terrorist group, which carried a string of bank robberies and murders in the US, which culminated in the murder of a very well-known Jewish talk show host. And that led to the FBI kind of infiltrating it and dismantling it, and them all getting very, very long jail sentences, including this guy, Frank Silva, who sometimes goes by Frank De Silva, who got 40 years. He got a 40-year sentence. Now, he only served less than half of that and was released sometime in the 90s, and has since become kind of a self-published author and self-appointed expert on the Order and its history. And he's taken a very keen interest in Irish affairs in recent months, has also been joining these online meetings and mentoring particularly one young man in Tipperary, quite a disturbed young man. And offering advice on how to confront Gardaí, how to go viral, you know, how to film your interactions with the authorities to, you know, create propaganda material, stuff that he explicitly says comes from his own interactions and clashes with the authorities over the years. Now, he's not a major figure these days. He was once, I suppose, a big cheese. Now, okay, I suppose he's just trying to feel a bit relevant.
Yeah, he's a nasty piece of work all the same. So now, look, we've 100%. Heard a lot about Tommy Robinson in the UK context over the last week. Is Tommy Robinson in contact with the Irish groups?
Very much so. Robinson, I suppose, unlike these American figures, has been interested in the Irish situation for a good while now, going back to when kind of immigration numbers really started to tick up. He came over here and made a quote-unquote documentary. You know, it was just repeated these kind of anti-immigration tropes. He's really, really prolific in spreading misinformation and basically flat-out lies about the Irish situation and the levels of immigration into Ireland and crime associated with immigrants. So, like, really stirring the pot. He's in direct contact with some of the more extreme elements of the people protesting out in Coolock, sending them messages of support, and really trying to tie the Irish situation into the UK situation. Okay. And I suppose that's interesting, is because he considers himself, I think he's an Irish father or Irish mother, and actually travels on an Irish passport. So okay, has some affinity for Ireland.
Okay, finally, and briefly if you can, Conor, the Tate brothers, people will have heard of Andrew Tate and then his brother Tristan Tate.
Again, yeah, these are very notorious pair of people, particularly Andrew. They're facing rape and sex trafficking charges in Romania. They've both taken a very keen interest in Ireland. Andrew Tate's expressed a desire to move to Ireland. And Tristan Tate has actually put his money where his mouth is and given $5,000 to anti-immigration protesters in Dundalk for the use of protest equipment, loudspeakers and that sort of thing. And there's now actually a fight over who gets that money. But yeah, they're probably one of the most well-known people who have taken an interest in these Irish anti-immigration protests.
Okay, that is all very chilling stuff. Conor Gallagher of the Irish Times, thank you very much.